From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There were clashes in the streets of Tehran today. Iranian security forces cracked down on protesters who were in the streets for two causes. They were chanting in support of defeated presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi, and they were marking the 10th anniversary of student protests against the regime. Ramin Mostaghim is a special correspondent in Tehran for the Los Angeles Times, and he joins us now. Mr. Mostaghim, what happened today?
Today, around 4 p.m. local time, around 1,000 people, mostly young and mostly in black shirts, in sneakers, carrying one bottle of mineral water. As they faced the anti-riot police, they start chanting death to dictator. They just chanted the slogans against the Ahmadinejad in some cases, and Allah Akbar whenever they could.
Allahu Akbar, God is great, they chant.
Yeah.
And what did the anti-riot police do?
So far, they tried to be more intimidating than being brutal. So they beat their shields in the beginning. They tried to storm in group on motorcycles. But mostly they were trying to have more barks than bites.
But you did report you could hear the sound of a woman who was crying, who evidently was being beaten at one point.
In some cases, a couple of women were almost detained, but the demonstrators, others, onlookers try to boo. That is a technique to boo the anti-riot police whenever they try to detain anyone. And in some cases, in Valley Asr Square, the north of Tehran University, the group of the demonstrators were facing with tear gas canisters and batons and also some sort of harsh beat up. Some witnesses say that four or five cars were smashed by the anti-riot police because they were chanting something against the government.
These protesters today took to the streets defying a ban, I gather. They didn't apply for a permit. They were violating a ban on demonstrations. The government, as I understand it, is determined to crack down on any kind of demonstration. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. Murtaza Tamadun, the governor of the province of Tehran, said that anyone who would take to the street because demonstrations are banned and no permission for demonstration has been issued, so they will be stampeded and smashed under the feet of the Iranian great nation.
Has there been any word from Mir Hossein Mousavi today?
No. I mean, he hasn't been in the public since a couple of weeks ago. He had met some of the academic professors, and he had talked with some of his like-minded people, but he hasn't issued anything specifically how to take to the streets today.
Does the government intend to release any more information about the disputed presidential election?
No. For them, it's clear, and the results are clear-cut, and there is nothing to talk about it.
Mr. Mostaghim, just one other question. Apart from the protests, does life in Tehran go on as normal? Is there anything different about life in the Iranian capital these days?
I think it is different because people seem more determined and they are getting some new agenda. And from now on, they seem that they are getting some new organizations and they are organizing themselves into something small but very defiant.
A real, as we would say, a grassroots political organization.
Yes, it can be felt that the grassroots political organization is going on. And they are looking for some other pretext to take to their streets.
Mr. Mostaghim, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Pleasure.
That's Ramin Mostaghim, special correspondent in Tehran for the Los Angeles Times.